You are listening to the HCL Digital Workplace Podcast, the place where industry experts, analysts, and veterans help us identify, understand, and prepare for the upcoming digital workplace technologies and trends. If you haven't subscribed to the channel already, do it now for regular updates. This episode starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Gary and Rakshit. We are glad to host you on our podcast, Reshaping the Connected Future of Work. We would like to start with your views on the evolving dynamics of the workplace and what really matters to the employees. Gary, we would like to start with you.
Great. Thank you. And it's great being here on the podcast. I think a couple things we have to think about. One, 3 years ago, we sent many knowledge workers home. Maybe 50 million knowledge workers. And I think one thing we have to realize is that the employees that we sent home 3 years ago, they're not the same employees that are coming back. They're completely different. They've decided how they want to work, when they want to work, and even in some places where they want to work. And I think also another component is the future of work is now. I know a lot of people were talking about the future of work, but it's now. And both clients and employees, they want a better experience. And so when I think about what they're asking for, as we talk to employees and companies around the world, is the employees, they want to be upskilled. They want to learn, how do I work in this new way of working? Work is changing. The interaction between us is changing. And it's no longer sitting next to the person that you talk to every day in a cube. This is the first time we have five generations working in the workplace at the same time. And the Gen Z model is clearly taking over. With 70% of the employees out there feeling they're not prepared for the future of work, one of the things I think is, how am I going to upskill myself to work in this new working environment? I think the second thing that they're looking for and what matters to employees is, I need to be productive anywhere I need to be. And that's a little different than before, because it was, you're productive at a certain place, say it's in the office, and you're a little less productive if you happen to be at a client site or on a plane. I travel a lot. And so the Zoom platform allows me to be productive anywhere I need to be. I think the third thing is, we have to earn the right of the employee's commute. If I'm going to travel into that office or that place, I'd have to have a purpose for going there. You know, the workplace has changed, right? The workplace is now a destination for collaboration. And that is clearly where, when I go there, I want the solutions that'll make me productive for that day. For example, if companies come back in and people work separate and they don't get together and collaborate, they're recreating that home in the office place, probably a fail. It really is about, how are you earning my commute? So when I wake up in the morning, employees want to go, I want to go there today. I need to go there today, because the workload I have today is to collaborate with my peers. And I want to have that meaningful day when I go into that office. That's a different type of technology. I also think the thing they want today is, we've all heard about the buzzwords of AI, but it really is about, will the company give me the tools I need so that I can focus on the signal and not the noise, right? I don't want to have all these disconnected applications. I want to be able to focus and do meaningful and intelligent interactions. I think one of the other things that employees want today is, help me help clients. I know what the clients want, but company, please give me the solutions I need so I can deliver that customer delight. And I think the last thing is, when we talk about experience, it really is about, how are we going to track the employee experience and the customer experience together? In most companies pre-pandemic, the employee experience was an HR problem, and the customer experience was a sales and marketing problem, right? Today, we have to look at them as together. We have to look at those journeys together. Nothing worse than not providing an employee what they need to make a customer happy, and vice versa. So I think those are some of the things that are really mattering to employees today.
First of all, thank you for having me here on this podcast. I concur with Gary on hybrid work model. It is indeed a paradigm shift and a learning curve for all involved. identifying and equipping right stakeholder across the board amid blurring workplace boundaries is crucial. But at the same time, employee experience and productivity is at the heart of this transformation. So empowering employees with hyper-personalization is going to be very key. In fact, employees have been at the receiving end of a lot of new technology in recent past, and the adoption of the technology is key to organizations ensuring successful digital transformation. Workplaces are evolving into a collaboration hubs for employees to get together to network, socialize, and discuss new ideas. This makes it crucial for workplace leaders to find ways to make workplace technologies more intuitive and interactive. Smart connected workplaces must also prioritize the well-being of the employees. Leveraging data and analytics to saliently supporting employee well-being by promoting work-life balance and fostering a positive company culture. Data analytics can allow organization to gain insights into employee behavior, customer preferences, and operational efficiencies, helping them to make informed decisions. And most importantly, on this topic, workplace now is at the forefront of driving sustainability within the organization by providing ways and means which makes organization much more diverse, equitable, inclusive, and environmentally sustainable. It is about creating a shared value system with the employees and winning it together.
Thanks, Rakshit. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I think, you know, one of the key takeaways from your message, I believe, is making this change much more sustainable for the employees and for the larger organization, right? I mean, technology is not just a mere enabler. We really need to start thinking how technology can touch the human aspect of the employees, right? So perfect. Thank you. Thanks for that. Now, moving on to the second question. Rakshit, we are increasingly observing that the workplace today is rather becoming a mesh of smart connections. What, in your opinion, are the crucial building blocks of a smart connected workplace?
Absolutely, Nikhil. We are increasingly observing that office spaces are fast becoming collaboration hubs where employees are getting together to achieve significant outcomes. While at other times, employees would be at the move at various locations with a similar expectation from their collaboration platform. Our vision for connected smart workplaces has been to empower the workforce to collaborate seamlessly from anywhere and through any device and ensure employees should be focused on the flow of work rather than flow of information from one platform to another. Let me elaborate a bit more about HCL Tech Digital Workplace 5E principles that are building block to designing a connected workplace for an enterprise. First is experience. Collaboration experiences are designed keeping in consideration the aspirations of users and organizations, identifying personas and nuances of their work styles, helping in delivering the optimum collaboration experience. Second, empowerment is very important. Right technology elements are crucial to build a good collaboration ecosystem. Smart connected workplace deliver right technology for collaboration that empowers employees to innovate and contribute to business goals. Third, enablement. Smart connected workplaces consider the finer aspects like employees' digital dexterity, change adoption, behavior change management to design enablement programs that are widely accepted and equip employees to leverage technology to its optimum potential. Fourth is engagement. Employee interaction with collaboration platforms starts much before the scheduled meeting times. Smart connected workplace takes into consideration the pre-meeting, in-meeting, and post-meeting requirements like booking right meeting room, work desks, wayfinding, whiteboarding, transcription to create an overall engagement level. Fifth is the evolution. HCL Tech's IP's augmented smart connected workplace ensured that the management of complex technology platforms is unified to a single pane of management. Being able to identify the collaboration demographics helps organizations develop a data-backed roadmap for collaboration ecosystem.
You know, earlier you mentioned that offices are changing into collaboration hubs, right? And When we talk about smart connected workplaces, it is essential that we work towards eliminating the fear of meeting rooms for the employees as we go forward, right? Because, you know, as an employee, I shouldn't be afraid to go into a meeting room without feeling like an AV expert, right? So I think that's something that we all really need to aim and work towards.
How does Zoom create a smart connected experience for the workers of today and help them navigate their entire workday and remain meaningfully productive as well?
That's a really great question. If we think about what I said in the first question, it was, what do the employees want? And Zoom really spends a lot of time thinking about the employee and client experience. And so pre-pandemic, we were a killer meeting app. Okay. During the pandemic, we kind of grew up and became this platform to provide exactly that end-to-end experience. First of all, one of the things that employees want is they want to have that single interface to give them the solutions that they need throughout the day. We got to stop paying toggle tax. You know, there's spend a day on a laptop and you suddenly realize after up your opening applications and closing applications and opening all day long, like, what is it? I think the statistic is between 12 and 1700 times a day. And an employee wastes between 1 and 1.5 hours productivity time switching applications. So Zoom is a platform, but the Zoom platform is broken up into many areas to help with that. You know, Zoom One is our platform of, it's a cluster of solutions designed to make that employee productive all day. So it's meeting, it's phone, it's mail, it's chat. So now I can start my day maybe online, maybe doing emails. Then I can continue my day as I travel into the office on chat. When I get into the office, I can join on meetings or phone. So what we want is, we want Zoom One to be, how do we make the employee productive? Okay, now we go on to Zoom Spaces. But when I go into that office, in that building, and I want to have meaningful conversations with my peers, well, now it's really about Zoom Spaces. And Zoom Spaces says, okay, how do we bring people together physically? Because that's why I went there. I went there, but it's more than that. It used to be, we'd all sit in these bowling alley type conference rooms and we'd all talk to the screen. And if I had to talk to my peer sitting to the left of me and the screen was to the right, to be the right person, I had to talk to the screen. Well, now technology is, let us have a collaborative meeting right there and let the screen worry about where I'm. No more playing to the screen. How can we be collaborative but inclusive? And that's what Zoom Spaces is about. You know, how do I find my right desk? How do I get information through signage? How do I collaborate where the technology does the job? My job is to collaborate, not speak to the technology. We keep talking about the Zoom platform. Is the next part is, but we have to provide that customer excellent experience. And that's where Zoom Phone and Zoom Contact Center come in place, and also Zoom Virtual Agent. Our goal is to make this a seamless transition. I should be able to connect with a customer on the phone. I should be able to move to video quite quickly. We should have solutions in there that can answer their questions quite readily, right? We have to arm ourselves with the right customer experience, but the right employee experience to service the customers. Those are both very, very important. Today, the buzzword is AI. And if we continue to think about the Zoom platform, we've come out with products like Zoom IQ, which can help salespeople make themselves better, listen to the conversation, and then tap that salesperson on the shoulder and say, I have some advice for you, right? You kind of used the word right too many times. You said 3,200 times during that meeting, right? You didn't use our key messages. And we're constantly expanding the Zoom IQ AI stack. And you're going to hear more about, we just released a couple the other day. You're going to hear more about Chat Compose. You're going to hear about meeting notes. Think about this. How much more productive can we be when we can actually collaborate because the meeting is taking the summary for us? And when the meeting is over, an AI sent me the meeting notes because I didn't want to continue to write. I wanted to brainstorm. And then I think the last thing is, we did talk about toggle tax. Zoom has a development platform. This is where customers can bring the power of Zoom into their applications, So right now you should be in your CRM, whether it's Salesforce or something like that, and you should be able to make a phone call directly. You shouldn't have to go to your CRM, figure out a phone number, and then go to another application. But you can also bring your applications into Zoom with our great marketplace. So that development side of Zoom really makes it so it's customer choice, right? Or it could be both. It could be, hey, why don't we take some of Zoom functionality and marry it into our applications? Why don't we take some of our applications and marry it into the Zoom envelope? So this, the Zoom platform. So now we have that created experience, seamless working.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Gary. Couldn't agree with you more, right? That's also a philosophy that we work with, you know, in the sense that the employees should be worried about or should be focused on the flow of work rather than flow of information from one technology to the other. The end user journeys, when we envision them from, let's say, a hire to retire perspective, we do identify all the technology touch points that the end user is going to have and how do we make it seamless, right? That's really the endeavor that we work with. And as you also very rightly mentioned, around making workplaces more inclusive, more sustainable, right? How do we promote diversity, equity, and inclusion with technology, right? Now is the time when it has changed, when workplace leaders are actually being tasked to drive these initiatives as well. So that's equally as important for us as well. Moving on, and this is the last one. Gary, please share with us some thoughts about the power of connected workplaces and the potential of this strategic partnership between Zoom and HCL Tech.
I think HCL Tech really recognizes that, look, Zoom has delivered rapid innovation in this space and across a multitude of different type of business solutions, whether it's from meeting to contact center to AI. And we're looking to solve for the different UCaaS workloads. And this is a great way to incorporate this within your portfolio, right? To simplify that technology stack that you support for all your clients, but you have to also deliver a modern cloud-based solution. I think reduced TCO has been very important, right? You know, how do we increase innovation? How do we increase CX? But how we have to also deliver rationalization where that you can provide to your customers that reduce TCO. Both companies, it's technical competency and delivery, right? I've talked about the Zoom platform, right? We have the whole platform of solutions, dozens of integrated applications. We have the ability to integrate outside into other workloads. Most customers will use Salesforce, ServiceNow, maybe even Oracle. And now HCL will have that capability to provide that managed service support, governance, but with a continuous innovation curve. And I think the last thing is scale. Both companies, we've been leaders in our respective spaces for the last few years. And I think joining forces now, right, we can really help each other deliver that best-in-class collaboration, that experience that enterprises no longer just require, demand, right? And it works the same whether it's a large enterprise, an SMB, an academic institution, governments, right? How do we drive that XLA across the whole board?
Rakshit, please share with us some thoughts about the power of connected workplaces and the potential of the Zoom and HCL Tech partnership.
Excellent question, Nikhil. Especially for me, a smart connected workplace model starts with employee feedback and ends with the employee experience. Smart connected workplace blurs the line between homes and workplaces, and it's more likely for the latter to blend into the former. Organization culture needs to take this into account. Smart connected workplaces also foster sustainability. In our recent survey with Fortune's Brand Studio of 200 plus executives, more than 90% executive cited sustainable work models as their one of the top priority. Our connected workplace offering jointly developed between HCL Tech and Zoom has the vision to empower individuals, teams, and organizations to deliver sustained business value through powerful communication and collaboration technologies. HCL Tech has been a pioneer in the digital workplace services with an excellent focused approach And Zoom, which has an engagement platform that is built for experience and simplicity, are a natural fit to create truly XLA-driven collaborative workplaces. This alliance marks a significant milestone in our commitment to revolutionize the digital workplace, shape the future of work, and enhance unified communication as a service and customer experience-based solutions such as contact center as a service. HCL Tech and Zoom strategic partnership brings together the best of HCL Tech's strength, scale, and understanding of digital workplace arena and Zoom's rapid innovation for our clients to create workplaces that truly transcend the boundaries of hybrid working.
Thank you, Rakshit. Thanks for sharing these thoughts. What HCL Tech and Zoom are building together, it really sounds very exciting. Can't wait to see how we take this to our clients and how it is received by our clients as we take it further. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nikhil, and thanks, Gary.
This episode of the HCL Digital Workplace Podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more insights on how to identify, understand, and prepare for a world of possibilities around the new and upcoming digital workplace technologies and trends. Don't forget to rate and review this episode so that we can keep bringing you the most relevant content. Thank you for listening.